Bruce Springsteen, John Legend to perform at primetime Biden inauguration special. By Hannah Blow on January 15, 2021. Rocker Bruce Springsteen and Grammy-winning singer John Legend are among the ever-expanding list high-profile left-wing celebrities slated to perform during Joe Biden's inauguration, which will air across all the major networks on January 20. Major networks, including CNN, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CBS, and PBS will carry what has been billed as the primetime Celebrating America special on January 20, the day President-elect Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. According to organizers of the special, the All of Me singer and born in the USA crooner will appear at iconic locations across the country. Biden's inaugural committee said the performances throughout the night will represent the rich diversity and extensive talent America offers, and the American heroes who are helping their fellow Americans through this crisis. Others, including Jon Bon Jovi, Aunt Clemens, Demi Lovato, Justin Timberlake, and the Foo Fighters are expected to appear during the special, which actor Tom Hanks is set to host. It is expected to kick off at 8:30 Eastern. Both President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris are expected to deliver remarks during the special. Additionally, Lady Gaga, a vocal supporter of Biden, and Jennifer Lopez, are expected to appear in person, with the Born This Way singer performing the national anthem at Biden's inauguration. J. Lo is also slated to perform. Biden's inauguration, which will take place earlier that day, will be relatively unconventional, with a drastically smaller audience and a virtual parade in lieu of a traditional event. However, officials and Democrats, specifically, claim the changes are due primarily to coronavirus-related concerns rather than the protests that occurred at the U.S. Capitol last week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said on Friday that the inauguration was always going to be small. Now with the insurrection of last week, it is necessitated by security to have more security but hasn't changed the nature of the swearing-in, Pelosi told reporters. I think it's important for people to know that. This is not a concession to the terrorists. It is a recognition of the danger of COVID.